Well, I finished the race. And when I did, the dude wasn't at the finish line. Part of the aura of this weekend was going to be seeing a familiar face after my journey of 26.2 miles at the finish line, but the dude wasn't there. I meandered around in pain for a while, laid down a couple of times, and spent about 45 minutes looking for him until I finally saw him first. He was in a crowd of people. He looked like he was lost, his eyes were glossed over, and he didn't see me until I was virtually right in his face. And then he gave me a big handshake and a hug. I'm not going to talk about the race, or the pain that I felt during the race, or the sense of accomplishment I got from running 26.2 miles. You see, in the end, this week with my dad was less and less about the race itself, but more about spending time with him. I had told him to bring my phone with me so I could call everyone and also a camera to take a finish line photo. Well, let's just say there was no phone or camera. He had forgotten those, which didn't surprise me. But I did get a tasty beer and a pork sandwich out of the guy. We stopped for booze on the way home, and the unwinding commenced. I made my phone calls and relieved everyone else, and then Dad and I went out to eat again. This time, I imbibed and engorged myself while I sat back and smiled as Dad made friendly talk with our next waitress, who was even more interesting than the last one. Well, I guess I don't know how interesting she really was, but Dad always made the other person in the conversation appear to be interesting by endlessly asking questions, praising them, and acting amazed at their answers. He managed to get out of her that she was a teacher, a coach, a bud girl, I'm still not sure how that came up, and that she once lived in New Zealand for over a year. This is information that probably no other customer had gotten out of this waitress, but that was one of the talents my dad had. After a night of drinking, buzzed happiness, and satisfaction with my achievements, I looked forward to sleeping in the next morning. No way, dude. I woke up to my dad telling me it was time for church. He had apparently scouted out a church for us to attend for Sunday Mass the previous day. Aha! Now I know what he was doing instead of getting my phone and camera and waiting for me at the finish line. Church? No way. I'm on vacation. I don't even go to church in my regular life. Why the hell would I go when I'm on vacation? I said no. He said yes. I said no again. He said, come on, dude. Then I realized how much it meant to him, so I got up and went. I'm really glad I did. I still remember the theme of the Mass that Sunday. Your grace is enough. Dad probably doesn't remember, but that day he was moved by it. Nothing that special about the passages read that day, or the Gospel, neither of which I remember anything about, but the sermon at St. Thomas that morning struck a note with the dude. After the sermon, while the congregation turned to each other to shake hands and greet one another, I turned to my dad, and he had tears in his eyes. Then he had a smile on his face. I don't know whether it was being at church, thinking about Jesus Christ, giving praise and thanks to God, being thankful enough to have had the opportunity to have had such a loving and adoring wife and wonderful mother to his children, my mom, being fortunate enough to have three healthy and successful sons, or just being comfortable enough to leave the confines of everyday life for a getaway to a place as beautiful as northern Minnesota for a week. But something touched my dad that morning. Whatever it was enough. I think it was his belief that he had received the grace of God in his life. He was touched by the simple message to his Creator, your grace is enough. I've been to more Sunday morning ceremonies than I can count in my life. But that's definitely one that I'll never forget.